Excuse me, Leslie. Yeah? Good? Okay. Okay, Rabosa. It's on? Rabosa. Okay. Today, we're going to have a fundamental shiur about the Yossi Rabbi Mevatlim Chitz Dalo. Meaning, till now, we were talking about how to make the walls. Now we're going to begin to talk about how to break the walls. Or do they get broken? In other words, we were talking about Manhattan, that Manhattan has all these walls, and the seawall, Omid Merubal Aparetz. So the question at hand is, if you have a wall, and it's Omid Merubal Aparetz, so that's great. And it has a Pirtz Yesim Yeser, so then you put up a Tzuras HaPesach and you fix it up, whatever. But say, Rabim are going through your wall. There's an opening in the wall, and people are going through the wall. So does that deem the wall invalid or not? Do we say that, in other words, you have a wall that has Omid Merubal Aparetz, Gevaldik. It's a Gevaldik wall. It's Omid Merubal Aparetz. But there's traffic going through. So if there's traffic going through, so does that invalidate the wall? And that's going to be a machlokas tanoim. Now there's going to be a machlokas rishonim, as we'll see soon, of al atzad that it does mevatel the wall. What is it mevatel? Does it just mevatel the ability that the two parts of the wall to close up? Is that what's being misbatel as a result of the rabbin? Or no, it's mevatel the whole wall. In other words, the whole ruach is kemisha eino. And that, we'll see, is machlokas. But if you're lo asir rabbin, then the wall is b'mkomo menes. And this is going to be a very fundamental machlokas. Because a lot of the times that we have Omid Merubal Aparetz, like the sea walls and things like that, we could have Rabim going through them, etc. Or if the famous heter of the Chazon Ish, which we'll take a look today, the famous heter of the Chazon Ish is that you say like you walk out of the building on 186th Street, right? There's the apartment buildings on the left, the apartment building is on the right, and then you have Laurel Hill Terrace is a fence there. So you have three mechitzas. So you need three mechitzas, and then that's what we assume midaraisa, according to most. You probably even have four mechitzas, because you keep going further down, you'll hit into Broadway or into Overlook. So you have even four mechitzas there, with Omid Merubal Aparetz, with four mechitzas. The only thing is, this Pirtz is Yesir Meyesir. So if Pirtz is Yesir Meyesir is Daraisa, then you have a problem even if there's no Rabban there. It's no Tziruf. But if you hold the Pirtz is Yesir Meyesir is only the Rabbanan, which we spoke about in the past, that means Midaraisa, it's Sosum, Midaraisa, so then you have four walls, Omid Merubal Aparetz, Midaraisa. But now we have an added complication. That even if you hold a Pirtz Yesem Yeser is only a Derabanan, but if Rabim come in, and of course every Pirtz here, what's the Pirtz? You have the building. Now to get to the fence on Laurel Hill Terrace, there's an opening there where the cars go. And to get, if you want to have your other wall on the other side, so you have a building, and then there's a gap of Amsterdam Avenue, and you want to link up with the other set of buildings on the other side, there's a big Pirtzis. But it's not only a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser. It's a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser that has a Bekiyas HaRabim. So if Bekiyas HaRabim, if we paskin that Osi Rabim Umevadli Mechitzta, so then the whole thing goes down the drain. that I don't have any walls. I have disjointed walls. I have a wall here and another wall here, but to make a Rishus HaYochid, you have to have a tziruf of the walls being makif the mokum. And if the tziruf of the walls are not being makif the mokum, then you don't have anything. So this is going to be a fundamental machlokus. Do we paskin osi rabim mevadli mechitzta or lo osi rabim mevadli mechitzta?
You don't need
10. 10? Oh, so we'll see. Well, but here, in our cases anyway, our pirtzes, in the case we're talking about now, okay, we'll see what you need. What kind of pirtze do you need? That will... Okay, so we'll see. But in the case we're talking about, in our mitzis, and usually the mitzis in that we want to see to apply the chazanish's kula, is usually going to be pirtzes that are lecholadei is tezayinama pirtzes. So... plus the rabbim are going through. So the Chazon Ish, obviously, in assuming his kula, had a paskin lekula on two major issues. He had a paskin lekula that a pirtzi yeser meyeser is only the rabbanon, and then he had a paskin lekula that lo aser rabbim uvan lemechitzta. Now there's a third hanacha of the Chazon Ish, which, as Rabbi Willow pointed out many, many years ago, that we don't even need Bizman Hazeh. And that is, the Chazon Ish's third thing is like this. Once you close up the wall, say, visualize 186th Street, so you're there in the street. So you want to close up the wall and mitstarif the buildings on 186th Street on one side of Amsterdam, with the buildings on the other side of the street of Amsterdam, and view that as if Amsterdam is closed off with a wall. So then the Chazon Ish says, once you have a wall through Amsterdam, then we view that as a wall for, if you want to recreate a Rishus HaYochid on Amsterdam going towards 187th Street, 188th Street, etc., on Amsterdam. So now you have a wall, but... so you have that the fake wall, they mean the extended wall that you did it to extend here, now you could use it for the other direction. But as Rabbi Will pointed out, rightfully so, that Bizman Hazeh, you don't need that wall because every area will get its own three walls without having to borrow from the other, because there'll always be a dead end on any, you know, our streets are not made so... that was, if the streets were made, you know, parallel and perpendicular all the way through, and there'll only be a one dead end on one side, so then you're going to have the mechitzas extending towards the dead end, and the other way, the other direction doesn't have dead ends, so it'll only have two walls, because it'll only have parallel buildings. So then, where's your third wall? You'll have to borrow that mechitza that you made to extend towards the dead end, and use it in the direction of the, and use it in the direction of, you know, of the other direction that only had two walls. But today, everyone has their own three walls on their own right, because there'll always be some, you know, the way the city is made and the way streets are made today. We're not so, it's not a, you know, there'll be a fence somewhere to bump into in the future. So it'll have its own three walls. So that part of the Chazon Ish is a third kiddush of the Chazon Ish, that it works both directions. And that, you know, Rav Shechter was mefakpek with that. And Rav Shechter claims Rav Aaron Kotler was mefakpek in that third kiddush. But that we don't need. We don't need that kiddush anymore in most cases. So now the only thing we have to be done is on these two things. Is a pirtzi yes or yes, the rice or not. So that we already spoke about. I showed you all the shitas on that. Now today we're going to be done on the question of osi rabim vatli mechitzta or not. And then we'll see, is there a way of refuting the Chazon Ish even assuming his assumptions? And that's going to be the finale. Yeah.
Is it any worse that the
pirtzes
are on the zavis? You have to connect to the actual wall, so isn't that considered a
pirtza? No. There's no pirtzes on the zavis. A pirtza on the zavis means when you want to connect an area and there is the corner is chopped off. So you're missing two directional. You're missing something on the north and something on the west. That's called is Karen's office. But this is not his office. This is not the Karen's office. This is, you're missing some on this direction, some on this direction, in the middle. That's not his office. His office is when you're missing two directions. Okay. So let's see. So the Mishnah says, Chof Beza ben Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hoya derech reshus harabim mifaskosan, yisalkena litzdodim, v'chachomim omim einu tzorech. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this. This is going back to the case of the Pasei Biros. So you have the Pasei Biros on the four sides, and all of a sudden there's a rabbin that are going through. So is that mevatel the Pasei Biros? So Rabbi Yehuda says yes, it's mevatel the Pasei Biros. So if you want to carry within the confines of the Pasei Biros, you have to reroute the highway, reroute the derech. So this way, the Pasei Biros are not nisbatel. V'chachomim omrim einu tzorich. And Chachamim say, no, leave them as is, let the Rabbim come, doesn't matter. And as the Gemara is going to say, what's the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether Osi Rabbim Mevatle Mechitzta or Lo Osi Rabbim Mevatle Mechitzta. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Osi Rabbim Mevatle Mechitzta, according to Chachamim, Lo Osi Rabbim Mevatle Mechitzta. So then,
it's so much that you're going to arrive in the Pasei Biros case, because that's like an outstanding case in general.
Good. So that's why you have to learn the Gemara, and you see that the Gemara makes a tushtel between Pasei Biros and regular Mechitzas. So the Gemara asks a kasha, a stira within Rabbi Yehuda from another case, and a stira within Rabbanim. So here, let's learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Dami Travayu, Kan Hodiacha, Kochan Shal Mechitzas. That here, in other words, they're representing the opinion of the Chachamim, teaches us the Koyach of a Mechitza. That even though the Rabbim are going through the Mechitza, Mechitzas are so stark, Kochan Shal Mechitzas, that they're not Nisbata. So the question is, Kan Vesvirale? In other words, it's a funny type of statement. You're saying, well, this is teaching you the kochan of mechitzas. So does that mean he holds? Is he just saying, hey, you see how stark mechitzas are, but does he say, and therefore I agree with him? Or is he just saying, and that's his opinion? So the Gemara says, so this is like the world-famous statement. And what is the world-famous statement? Yushalayim ilmole dal sosehan in olos balayla, Chayovin Aleha Mishum Rishus HaRabim. Unbelievable. That Yerushalayim, every night, the gates of the city of Yerushalayim were closed. Couldn't get in there at night. Closed, right? There were different Sharim, right, of Yerushalayim. They were closed. Now, had the gates not been closed at night, so then Yerushalayim would have had a din of Rishus HaRabim. Now, the fact that the gates are closed by night, so that's Mavatel, the din of Rishus HaRabim. And once the din of Rishus HaRabim is Nisbatel, so then Lo Asi Rabim U'Mavatel Mechitzta. But if you didn't have the losses, and the Rabim were there, and the Rishus HaRabim is there, then Asi Rabim U'Mavatel Mechitzta. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. That the Rabim come in, and the Mevatel, the Mechitza. So, that's Rabbi Yochanan speaking. So Rabbi Yochanan said before that Kan Hodiach HaKochon Shel Mechitzas, which we thought maybe means that he holds from the Shitas Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Elkan v'lo sfirale. So it must be that he doesn't hold from it. In other words, his personal opinion is Asi Rav about the Mechitzta, he was just commenting, wow, Shitas Chachomim, so stark, the Mechitzas. Then the Gemara says, V'rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, V'rami, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. We have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a stira in Rabbanon. The Tanya, yes, Al Kainam, Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Yulush, Debatim, Shnei Tzidei, Rishas Rabim, also, Lo Lechem Mikan, V'lechem Mikan, Akor Mikan, Akor Mikan, and Nosim, Nosim, Be'emtso. Right, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, if you have two walls, two houses on the two sides of the Rishus HaRabim, and you want to carry between the two houses, and there's a Rishus HaRabim between them, you have a, right? So you can put a Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Kor Mikan, Kor Mikan, and carry. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amr lo, ein ma'arvim Rishus HaRabim bekach. You can't, there was the rabbi. You can't be ma'ariv Rishus HaRabim just with a lechi or a korah. Rishus HaRabim is going right through. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds, well, you need a shnei mechitzas. But yet, so yet we say also. Also, lechi mikan, lechi mikan, korah mikan, korah mikan. I'm sorry. So he says, you don't say. I mean, it's good. It's good. So you don't say, Asir Rabim, Vatlim, Chitzda, on the rest. And here by Papa say, Biros, he says, you do say Asir. So it's a Kasha. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbanon, who say that you can't do it, Ein Marvim, Rishus HaRabim, Bekach, because they hold Asir Rabim, isn't that so sir what they said in the Mishnah of Lo Asir Rabim? So the Gemara answers, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Hosam, the Ikash, Shtei Mechitzes, Ma'al Yisah, Hocha, Lekash, Shtei Mechitzes, Ma'al Yisah. Then if you have Shtei Mechitzes, Ma'al Yisah, like the case of the Shtei Batim, so then, on the rest, once you have the Shtei Mechitzes, Ma'al Yisah, and you just have to be Mesakein the other two directions, you're okay. Lo Asir Rabim, U Mevatlin. And according to the Chachamim, the Chachamim say that if you have Shem Dal Mechitzes, meaning that you have something in every Ruach, you have something. So Memelo, that you have a status of Shem Dal Mechitzes, so then Lo Asir Rabim Vad LeMechitzta. But if you don't have Shem Dal Mechitzes, so then Asir Rabim Umavad LeMechitzta. So that's, oh, so it comes out that even if you want to hold like the Chachamim, the Lo Asir Rabim Vad LeMechitzta, he only says it if it's shame, you have shame Dal Mechitzas. You have shame Dal Mechitzas. But if you don't have shame Dal Mechitzas, you don't have something in every Ruach, then even he would agree that Asir Rabim Umavad LeMechitzta. Then the Gemara. Okay, so this is a machlokes. This is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, what about Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? What's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is clearly Asir Rabim Umavad LeMechitzta. Right? Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is Asir Rabim Umavad LeMechitzta. Right? And that's why Yushalayim would have been a Rishus HaRabim, Lulei, that the Dolosos and the Nolos Balayla. But let's think. Don't you have Beis Mechitzas Ma'al Yisah? Who is he following? Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim? Well, according to Chachamim, clearly not like the Chachamim, because Chachamim say, Lo'as HaRabim Ma'al Mechitzah. But even Rabbi Yehuda, he's not following. Because you have Beis Mechitzas Ma'al Yisah, meaning you have four Mechitzas Ma'al Yisah. Because you have more than, this is better. I mean, it's not Shnei Batim, but it's at least, in other words, each four directions you have Omen Merubah Laparos. Unless you say it's only talking about when Yerushalayim didn't have Omen Merubah Laparos. Bukharan always had Omen Merubah Laparos. So the Or Zeruah is Mechadesh. That Rabbi Yochanan is a third Shita. In other words, he's a super Osri Rabbi Mavatle Mechitzta. In other words, he goes even, as the way Rabbi Berger said to me this morning, he's Amorahu Poli. In other words, he's starker than Rabbi Yehuda. He's starker than Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look on page. We're not going to read the whole thing together now, but on page 13, on the left side, Nor Zarur writes, Elevadai Rabbi Yochanan Taimid Nafshe Ka'amar. The Leisle Lo de Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo de Rabbanan. It's Taimid Nafshe Ka'amar. Okay. Now, so let's just see a couple of more Gemaras, and then we'll see more. The Gemara Chavez and Medes, page 2. Bo aminei rachma mirova hel ha-mislakeid asara b'toch arba the rabbin bokimbo. You have a tel ha-mislakeid and the rabbin a bokimbo the tel ha-mislakeid. So tel ha-mislakeid is a mechitza, right? So what's the din? Are you chai... Do you mevatel the mechitza? Is the mechitza nispatel or no? Now, obviously, this whole kasha is only a libra de Rabbi Yehuda. A libra de Rabbi Yehuda holds osi rabim who mevatel mechitza. What's the story by telam aslakit? A libra de Rabbanan Gemara says loti boilach. Hashta my hosam denicha tashmishte. In other words, in the case of pasei biros, it's flat land, right? And yet they say lo osi rabim mevatli. So Kal v'chomer on a tel, which is hard to climb, how are they going to say lo asir rabim mevatli? But hachel lo lishma d'shmishel lo kol shekei ki tiboy lach alibed Rabbi Yehuda. So the kasha is alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it hasam d'nichat hashmishde, but he had not. Odom lo shta. So the Gemara says amalei chayovim that taka asir rabim mevatli mechitzta even in this case. Even in this case. So this Iboy is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. So that's the Bay of the Rachba of Tel Abislakit Mal. Then let's see one more Gemara. Page 3. Chofa Baralf. What's the din? Hazorak Lubain Pase Hebiros. What's the din? If you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and you throw something into the Pasig Biros, what's the din? Are you chayiv or not? So the Gemara says, of course you're chayiv. Pshita, ilav mechitza hu hechi mishteri lamalus. If it's not a mechitza, then how could you take the water out? The Gemara says, lo tzricha da oved ke'en Pasig Biros Rishus HaRabim. So the case was, you put Pasig Biros in Rishus HaRabim, v'zorach l'socha. Are you chayiv or not? So the Gemara says, chayiv. Hanabi pshita. He loved the ba'alum chita. Gabi bor hechem ishtereil etle. Lo tzricha the avol gav the kaboki by rabim. The chiddush is that even though the rabim are boki ba, hey, we still say lo asir rabim u'mevatli mechitzta. So that's the chiddush. So sometimes lo asir rabim u'mevatli mechitzta is going to come out of chumrah. Because here, that you threw l'socho mishus harabim, we're going to say l'osir rabim mevad l'mechitzta. And azork l'socho is chayev. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, and this is the sheet of Chachomim. And this is Rabbi Lezer speaking. Rabbi Lezer said it to us once before. Because based on that Gemara, I would think he just said, "Kan hodiach hakolchus mechitzav lo svirale." Kamash malon that he's telling us that taka svirale. Good. Now, the big shaila again is how do we paskin? Because everything is gonna rest on it. I mean, resting on this shaila, right? This is going to be the shaila, whether you know, all these coolers that you can have. In other words, we're saying, oh, there's machitzas, oh, machitzas, 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 machitzas. All machitzas, right? All these machitzas that I'm giving six shiurim about, machitzas, 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 they all fall down if you hold Asi Rabim. Because usually, in our situation, we're not going to have such an enclosed area that, and we don't have, we're going to have a shiur, Bezer Shem, I think it's the next shiur, about losses. Do we have a concept of losses, Bezman Hazer, or not? But it's not so easy, losses, right? Yeah, we'll see whether we do, we don't, what's the story with losses. But usually we don't have losses, right? It would be nice if we could shut down Amsterdam Avenue every night. And you know, that would, you know, wouldn't be any shyness, but we're not going to be able to do that. So what's the story? So comes the Rambam, on page 4. And he quotes the Gemara we just learned. Parak Yudzayin Halacha Lamed Gimel. Hazorek Mishus Harabim Lebein Hapasim Chayiv. Hol V'yesh B'chol Zoviz V'Zoviz Mechitza Gemura She'esh B'Gova Asara V'Yoser Me'arbar Al-Abava Rabibu Nikar V'Nira V'Nasa Kol She B'Nei Mishus HaYochid Afil Hoya Bikra V'Ein Sham B'Neim Be'er Shrei B'chol Ruach V'Ruach Pas Mikan U'Pas Mikan. Hafiu haya rabim bokim. Even if the rabim are bokim, v'ovrim ben apasim lo batlu hamechitzos. V'areihem kach tzeir sharabim bokim mehem azorich l'sochen chayev. So says the Magen Mishnah, Lamed Gimel. Hamelos azorich l'soch parsi b'ros chayev. Fikshu pshita v'tirtsu l'tzvich adov v'keim parsi b'ros p'shus harabim azorich l'sochem. Hanabi pshita v'tirtsu l'tzvich avu gavad kabaki by rabim. In other words, Magen Mishnah is saying the Rambam is matik this Gemara. The Rambam is matik this Gemara, and Mimela, if the Rambam is matik this Gemara, must paskin like the Rabbanim, the lo aser Rabbim vat lemechitzta, and now everything is now we're flying high. We're flying high. We have the Rambam. It's good ally to have on your team. To have the Rambam. The Rambam paskining. Oh. And if you are not satisfied, we'll see in a second why not. Let's look at the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. Skip to page 11. Here, the Rambam writes it beferish in the Perish Mishnayis. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So even though many times there could be differences between the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis and the Rambam in the right in the Yad HaChazaka, but it doesn't hurt to have the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis on your side as well. Right? Never hurts. The Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis can't hurt to be on your side as well. So the Rambam, that's a good man to have with us, the Rambam. So Zok the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov. Part of the debate, Beis Ephraim and Mishkanes Yaakov had a big debate in Erevin, right? So the Beis Ephraim held Pirtzi Yeser Meyeser is the Rabbana, the Mishkanes Yaakov said it's the Raisa. So doesn't surprise us that they're going to argue on this point as well. Whether we passed in Lo Asur Rabin or Asur Rabin. The Mishkanes Yaakov said you got it wrong. The Rambam also paskins Osi Rabbim Vadla Mechitzta. You think he doesn't? Well, you read it wrong. Look in it carefully. Let's look back in the Rambam on page 4. So says the Mishkanes Yaakov on the third line. Under the Rambam, rather, third line of Lamed Gimel. Afilu haya bebika ve'ein sham b'neim be'er. How you, Rabin Bokim, why does the Rambam change it? Why does he speak about a bika? So you could say, he just means, pashtus means to say, his bika means because there was no water there. So he gave a case of a bika. But the Mishkanah, Yaakov, on page 10, says no. And we have to, and this is very important to know who's right on this one. This is a big call. He says, "Rak b'loshan Rambam re'isi shinoi b'zeh miloshan ha'gemar shehetik meimra de Rabbi Lozer hazarg leben apasim b'mokum de'mishani yashas lo nitzrucha da'ova ke'ein pasim reshus harabim huzal v'afil also ke'ein bika b'lo be'er achakach v'afil rabim bokim v'inkach ha'seiret hari ha'bika karmelasi k'bevor b'shasu b'rambam gav reshus Shabbos." Right? They always speak about Bika as a Carmelist in the Rambam and in the Gemara. Bika is always the classic example of a Carmelist. Right? Bika, because what is it? What is a Rishus HaRabim? We'll, Ezra Shem, have very many Shiurim to, so you understand what a Rishus HaRabim is. But one of the basic criteria of Rishus HaRabim is it's a thoroughfare. In other words, even if you're in a community, say Brooklyn, the neighborhood that's controversial, right? But everyone agrees that somebody's front lawn is not a Rishus HaRabim. Even if you want to say that Brooklyn, Flatbush, is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, but Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that someone's front, doesn't mean you can carry on unless there's Mechitzis or Surah Zapesa. But no one's going to say that the front lawn in Flatbush is a Chayiv Chata, a Skila, because it's not a thoroughfare, right? It's not a thoroughfare. There could be another type of Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't won't apply there either. We'll see. So Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that you need a thoroughfare. That's the basic definition of Rishus HaRabim. Then you have to fill this requirement of being a certain length, a certain width, a certain this, a certain that. But the heft of the Rishus HaRabim, it's a Mokom HaRabim. If it's not a Mokom HaRabim, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. There's a question. What about the sidewalk? Is that also... So I just saw... Rav Harari and I just have been talking about this for the past 20 years, about the status of sidewalks in Brooklyn. That's been an ongoing conversation we've been having for 20 years. Just recently I saw in a Kuntras, in the name of Rabbi David Feinstein, that he was asked, is if you assume that the Erev in, or assuming that it was problematic, the Erev in Brooklyn, does it apply to sidewalks? Meaning, can you make an Erev on your own, on the sidewalk to carry from one neighbor to the other and they'll cover the sidewalk. So he said no, that a sidewalk is also part of the Rishus HaRabim. But that's because that's the Rabim go through on the sidewalk. See, Rabbi Harari and I, we used to go shopping for Esrogim and Lulavim together. And then the Minhag in Borough Park, you'd show you Lulav and Esrog to Rabbi Cheskel Roth, who was the Carlsberger Rav, who was a big posek. So every year we would go there, we'd see that he had an Erev on his sidewalk. So we used to say to each other, "Hayitachin, how could there be an Erev on the sidewalk? It's against Rav Moshe." So the answer is, 10 years later, he matred the whole Erev in Brooklyn, in Borough Park, whatever. Well, you talk about Borough Park, not the whole, whatever. But so it was no kasha. He just at that point wasn't going to do it. You know, Barabim yet, so, well, you know, people didn't know enough Lumdis to know that by putting the Erev on the sidewalk was really going against Rav Moshe. You know, people are not going to, you know, but Harari, really, you know, we pointed this out many years ago. And then we were, yeah. But also a Bika, so in other words, as we're going to see in the future Shiurim, the whole discussion of Asi Rabim or Lo Asi Rabim, according to most, is only if you have a Rishus HaRabim. Then you say Asi Rabim Avat LeMechitzta. If there's no Rishus HaRabim, even though there are many people, many Rishonim hold that L'Kulei Alma Lo Asi Rabim. It's only if Derech HaRabim of a Rishus HaRabim. We'll see that in Rishonim later on. So the Mishkanos Yaakov says that why does the Rambam speak about Bika? Why does he throw in that word? So I would have said, the bear, that's what he said, Als the bear. Those words he just wanted to find, not Als Carmelis, but Als bear. So he says, no, Arebika Carmelisi, and therefore, he says it's not a Rishus Rabbim, and therefore the Rambam Paskin in that case lost a Rabbim. But if it would have been a real Rishus Rabbim, he would hold us a Rabbim, and he says L'dayti, he gives himself Askama. L'dayti is a dictum Nochan B'loshen HaRambam in the Siyasru called Dvarav. And okay, so that what? No, that's what the Rambam is saying. You might think that the heter is only when there's a beher, because that's originally when they used it. Mashallah, no, that the beher doesn't make the heter. The heter is the beher is just when they used it. But the heter was even without the beher. It's a din mechitza midaraisa. What, the Mishkas Yaakov? Yeah. Okay, so that's why I present you with the. To tell you the truth, today I'm not presenting all the Rambams out there. So, you know, there are going to be more Rambams that we have to look at to really be honest. You know, this is what we're looking at, one Rambam today. So the Magid Mishnah held the Rambam Paskin Lo'asi Rabbim, and the Diak of the Mishkas Yaakov is Nishkin Diak. And we have him, and it's nice that it works in well with the Perush of Mishnayos.
Okay.
No, he wants to know, because if it doesn't make it a Rishus Hayachid, so then even if it's in a Bika, they'll still blive a Karmelus. So in other words, there's a chiddush within the Rambam, even if the Mishkanos Yaakov is.
I think in the first one, the Rambam already established that Pasuk Yerois is the Shayyot, right?
But he said, you might think that it's contingent on the bear.
Kamash.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's why. That's better. He already says that you're not a bear. He already says there's no bear. Just say, even if there's no bear. Like my understanding, what does he add by
adding? No, in a bigger place you wouldn't have bear.
But he says imam bear. If he says bigger, that's the same bear. Then I say, oh, why is it bigger? There's no bear. I have to put one and one together.
Yeah.
But if he says imam bear, so why?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's the shaila. Now just take a look, Agav, take a look on page 17. Is the machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. This is, we're still interested to know about other Rishonim as well, how they paskin. But the Balamor, we'll see it inside momentarily, and the Sefer Mishkan Aaron has a whole discussion of this Balamor and the Ramban. Of what's pshat in Osur Rabim Mevat Limechitzta? For example, like this. Say I have a ches, a big ches, right? That's what my mechitzas look like a ches. So a ches is a nice rishus hayachid according to most rishonim, right? Three walls, good rishus hayachid. Now say the rabbim go into the ches, into the legs of the ches, from one through the other, right? Towards the end of the legs of the ches. There's a big ches, the Rambam going through. But I'm sitting towards the roof of the ches. So the Rambam are further than where I am. So am I still in a Rishus HaYochid or not? In other words, do we say that once the Rambam go through the northern mechitza and the southern mechitza, so those mechitzas are commandalaser? Or no? We say, like Rabbi Berger said to me this morning, the mechitza didn't have to go that far. So the part that I'm in, I'm snug in my part of the mechitza near the Gag HaChess, I'm not being affected by the Rabbim. So the Balamor Shita is that the whole Ruach is Nispatim. The whole Ruach is Nispatim. And therefore, even the guy who's still really has his three mechitzas there, right? Because the Rabbim are going further up, he loses them too. And the Ramban says that's ridiculous.
Even if there's Oymid.
Even if there's Oymid. What's, you see, the big question This is all within Rabbi Yehuda. The big question is, Rabbi Osai. Want to know the big question? The big question is, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan? Let's talk about our good friend Rabbi Yochanan, Yushalayim. Had it not been Ninal Belaila, it would have been a Rishus HaRabin. But I don't understand. Where were the Rabin? In other words, what does it mean? Every spot in Yushalayim would have been a Rishus HaRabin? But what about a guy who's in the Vinkel there, who still has his three Mechitzas there? He also is going to be... So Tosus, take a look at Chav Beis Amud Aleph, says that the way Yushalayim was is that it was right, Rabin were crisscrossing, going from this way across and this way across, you know, like a cross. There was a Rabin going north to south and east to west. So the guy standing in the middle, so he doesn't have mechitzas, because the Tosus learned like the Ramban that the Pshat in Asur Rabim is that it's just stops the closure. If you have mechitzas there, you have Pasei Biros, and they're supposed to close up halachically, fake halachic walls, so the halachic walls are not allowed to close up. So that's what Tosa says on Chav Beis, coming out of page 7, it's Chayav Alem Shem Sharab La'omed Be'emtza HaPilush. Only for the guy standing Be'emtza HaPilush. So I always thought, I've been thinking about this for many years, I always thought that that's a little dochak. You know, yeah, only, it's not, only if you're standing mamish in the intersection. That's what it means. Yerushalayim only means that little, you know. So according to the Balamor, it's very good. Gans Yerushalayim. Look in the Balamor. Balamor is always geshmak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mechai said there Harabim Masachas Yisakenas Vodim Rabbi Yochanan Velod Zadam Yitravayu Kanod Yechagol Shom Chitzas. Yeah, Tosh Rabbim Velod Chitzas. Yeah, Yushalayim, fourth line. Umol Yom Zan Nos Vlai Chayim Yom Mishus Harabim To Os Rabbim Vad Lam Chitzim Shom Leit Afil Shtei Mechitzas. You don't even have two Mechitzas. In other words, he doesn't want to say like the or Zaruah. He says you don't even have two Mechitzas Leish Harabim Bokim Boshesi Ve'erev. He says, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he says, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Rabbi Yochanan is not a third shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have two mechitzas, see, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, there were two mechitzas. The rabbin weren't going through the batim, right? He had the two batim, see, there was just a rabbin. The rabbin weren't penetrating the batim. So he had shtei mechitzas ma'al yisa. So then Rabbi Yehuda discusses whether you say asu rabbin or the other. But here he says, you don't have anything. Because the rabbin are going to go from east to west, from north to south, and the whole thing is gone. That's every lens. And the Melchama says, Amra Kosev ain't the verb as anachonim. Shafil Bokiba Shesi Ve'erv, Divermer Shte Mechitza Daraisa, but Mokam Machitza's Enochayev. He says, but Mokam, that the Mechitza is there, is still a Mechitza there. Shaina Hadvarim Mevatlim, Ela Mechitza Prutza. Shalono Bala Lovud. In other words, it's only the concept of Asir Rabbim about the Mechitza is just stopping the Mechitzas. If you have Omid Merubah, and now halakhically we view it as closed, and the Rabbim are going through, we don't let it to be closed. So that's a very fundamental machlokas between the Balamor and Rambam. Again, as you pointed out, only within the Shita of. Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see what other Rishonim.
How did we know when it weren't at that concept when you mentioned with the wall that it was Asi Rabin?
One second. Somewhere.
The original one we started, right? When it's the concept.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara assumed that that's the Pshat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that might
have been a sort of key thing. I don't think so. Okay, maybe. Now, what about the Rif? What does the Rif hold on this matter? So, There's a school of thought that says like this. Take a look on page 17. The Rif just quotes the Machlokas. So they're those on the same page there, on page 17. So the fact that the Rif quotes the Machlokas and he doesn't Mavar more, Beis Ephraim holds that he means the Paskin like the Chachamim, because Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. A breach, that's gone. Doesn't relate to you. In other words, you have to have the mechitzas engulf you. You can't have have one mechitza in the north, another mechitza in the south, another here, but they don't. They're not connected to each other.
Even though it's
only rules. You have to have connection. So the Ramban, again, this is within Rabbi Yehuda, the Ramban. This is all, like he said, only within Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, this whole machlokus from Balamor and Ramban is only relevant if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like the Chachamim,
it's
Mishkos Yaakov paskes like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, it's relevant, right. If you hold like the Beis Ephraim, then we don't have to learn this Balamor and Ramban. Oh, so what is the Rif hold? So the Rif quotes this machlokas, and you'll see the Beis Ephraim makes a comment. You have it all here in the packet. I'm not going to read every single line with you, but somewhat I learned that the fact that the Rif is quotes the Mishnah Kitzuroso. So the Pasha is, if you quote a Mishnah like that, the Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, it should be Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, and then she paskin like the Chachamim. Paskin like the Chacham. And also, the Rishonim point out, the Poskin, the Beis Ephraim, and others, that the Rishonim, the Rif, left out how he paskins on the Ibaya of Tel HaMislakit. So they say, why do you leave it out? Badly, paskins like a Chacham, so you don't have to bring in, it's irrelevant what you paskin like by the Rabbim going on the Tel HaMislakit, because even Rabbim going on regular land is lo asa Rabbim, so right, that's what the question is. Leave it to Rabban and Loti Boy Lach. The whole Kasha was only leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to bring down in our code of Halacha what the Shaila is over there, because the whole Shaila was only in the the only problem is, So the Rush also. The Rush quotes on page 19. He just brings the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So again, it's not the only one we saw Beferish is the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis. Right, that was Beferish. So Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, not necessarily the end all and be all in Psak Halacha. You know, it changed. He was young. How old was he when he wrote the Perish Mishnayis? What? 23? And when he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he was?
23.
What? 50s? 43. Okay, we'll check. You go.
42.
So when he was 23 when he wrote the Perish Mishnayis, and he was 42 when he wrote the. Okay, so it was a good 20, whatever it was. Okay. I mean, a lot of times in Chozerbo, whatever, but in other words, the only statement that we have, I mean, in Rishonim, Beferish is that what he writes in that. Okay. Oh. But truth be told, the Rif does quote Rabbi Yochanan. Now, look carefully, page 18. So he's saying, it depends. If you have a Rishus HaRabim, you need losses. If not a Rishus HaRabim, you don't need losses. And then he quotes, the Omer Rabbi Chan, Rabbi Yochanan, 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 Rabbi Yochanan So some want to say, and did you see, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, so he must pull Asher Rabbi Yochanan Lechitzta. No, but it's not going to help, because that means it's even worse. Even worse. No, but I'll tell you the best tchi on this is that he doesn't quote Rabbi Yochanan for the din of Rabbi Yochanan. He's just using Rabbi Yochanan as a concept of Dlossos Nenolos Belaila. Everyone agrees that in certain cases there's going to be a din of Dlossos Nenolos Belaila. If you have a din of Rishus HaRabim Mamsh. Right? So he's just quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan is the one who introduced this din of Dlossos Nenolos Belaila. So it could be, even though he might not agree with the case of Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim, he's not saying that. He's just using that statement to introduce the concept of glossus. So the fact that he was matik that statement, he wasn't matik to say that Yerushalayim was a Rishus Rab. Okay, I'll grant to you, if you want to say it's a Rishus Rab, I'm fine. But that was the. But I don't think it's such a proof that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Now, another point is the Or Zarua and the Hagos Oshri. Or Zarua quotes Hagos Oshri. And you see, most Rishonim, you'll take a look in the Ritva, the Rashba, say that Osir Rabbim Avad L'Mechitzta means a Rishus HaRabbim. You need a Rishus HaRabbim. It's not Rishus HaRabbim, not. However, the Hagos Oshri quotes the Or Zarua, page 25, and the Mishkanos Yaakov seems to paskin like this. And look at the bottom of page 25 in the Hagos Oshri. He says, Osir Rabbim Vat Limechitzta. Afal Gav Delohavi El Yud. Meaning, even if it's not a regular Rishus HaRabim, it's only Yud, it's only Ten Amos. You have a road that's Ten Amos, and Rabim are going through, that's also Osir Rabim Vad Limechitzta, that's from the Or Zarua. That's on page... On page 14. The lower shus of second arrow. The lower shus of Rabbim Gemura, the Hainu Shishim Ribo Barachav Shesh Esrei Amma, Milvad Mavadim Chitzas Rabbi Yochanan, El Afilu Rabbim Da Alma, Sheinim Shishim Ribo, Filu Eina Rachav Shesh Esrei, is also Mavadim. Now, so in the Mishros Yaakov, Lahalacha paskins like this. So that's why in Camp Morashah we used to do like this. We used to make a cutoff point. In other words, what's the road there coming into Camp? What is that called? Route. What? 47. Right. So the Eruv went across the road. You had Route 47 going across. But Route 47 wasn't Tezayin Amma, like the Rav Salvechu, like to point out. It wasn't Tezayin Amma. But still, according to the Or Zarua, according to the Hagos Hashri, according to Mishkos Yaakov, to say also Rabim, is that whenever there's a public thoroughfare, even if it doesn't meet the standards of Rishus HaRabim, you still say also Rabim Vat L'Mechitzta. So therefore, even though we had an Erev go across that, we had another cutoff if you don't want to be somech on that. So this was the camp Erev is a privately owned road that wasn't open for the Rabbim to go through. So the Mishkos Yaakov would say Osir Rabbim Vat L'Mechitzta on Route 47, but he wouldn't say it in the camp road. So therefore, there were two Erevin. One Erev included the road to have, because there were people who lived on the other side of the road. So it included the road, but then you have to, you know, well, the mainstream sheet is that you do need, a Rishus HaRabim, not just, but this Chashash, and that's what the Mishkanos Yaakov made a big deal out of this Orzarua, that to Yotze that Orzarua, we had an alternate Erev for those that didn't want to be Mekel against the Orzarua. So that was a question. What did the Gemara mean? I mean, what Tosis meant, right? Did it mean that there was a regular? Oh, so we'll have to see what the requirements of Rosh Hashanah and the Raisa, or did Tosis just mean like the Chazanish said it, Minei Bay and then okay. But you do have, if you want to just see briefly inside here, that Rishonim who say that. Rashba says it. Take a look on page 22, where I put the arrow, second column, go further down. Last word in line is the Omar, Mio had the Omar of Yochanan Bekiyas Harabim, and Chitzas, Hani Mio Bekiyas Suyas Bershus Harabim, Yesh Benem Rochav Shesh Yisrei Amma, etc. And the Magen Avraham has his famous comment on page 26, which is also a little difficult. That at the end of Magen Avraham Shin Samach Gimel, end of Sifkat Mem, when he speaks about also Rabim, he says Efshar the Lo Mikri Rabim Pchusim Yishishim Ribo. That's a very big kula. That would mean you need Shishim Ribo going through to have the to bevatel your mechitza. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Okay. So now let's take a look. So this is a machlokis, what the Rambam paskins, what the Rif paskins, what the Rosh paskins. Believe me, there are 15 other Rishonim, but I only xeroxed, you know, the main Rishonim. What the Rambam shita, that was a machlokis. The Rif, so you could say only well, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because quotes Rabbi Yochanan. On the other hand, you could say that he paskin like the Chamim, and then the Rosh. You know, so I quoted, I just brought down the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. In all these Erev books that have all the fights about Erevin, they'll quote you the 20 Rishonim and see what did they hold on Osir Rabim, Elo Osir Rabim, and that you could look on your own. So comes the Chazon Ish on page 27 and says it'll inyan halacha in the bottom nira denaktinan de b'shem dal mechitzas lo amrinan Osir Rabim van lemechitzta, that the Chazon Ish paskin that whenever there is shame dalad mechitzas lo asur rabim vavad mechitzas, even if you have a tremendous rishus rabim, like Rabbi Harari pointed out to me in Toronto, right with Bathurst, which Bathurst Street is a straight street mishar l'shar, it's tezayin amma, it has tremendous milus, and yet they put up an Erev there assuming that they have three mechitzas of the train tracks and the other things. So Rabbi Harari asked one of the people there, says, what were they so mechon? So he says, they were so mechon that lo asa rabim vav lemechitza. In other words, you can't ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's from the other school of thought. It's not a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. So if you pass the lo asa rabim vav lemechitza, so then you have your with shem dal mechitzas. So then you have a rishus. Then you maintain your rishus hayachid min haTorah, and memela you can put up a tzuras haPesach because you maintain your rishus hayachid min haTorah. So the Chazon Ish says the stam of the Talmuda. He says the stam of the Talmud in Shabbos Vavam Abayz explains a brisa according to the Chachamim, who brisa the Hashem Mashv deHuchasih v'chein Pesach, and he quotes the Rambam, you know, with the Magen Mishnah, v'chein Pesach Rambam Perak Yitzayin. That's the Rambam that we did. Etc. So, So that's what he says, and then he continues in number hey, Minira, the chol sheyesh gimel mechitza shel omen merubah laparetz lo amrin and su dos rab mevat mechitza, the gimel mechitza shel omen adif mish. In other words, he says like this: shein dal mechitzas. Okay, the Gemara says you need to say lo asurab according to Chacham. Chazanish says, but gimel mechitzas, that are, this is another assumption. Maybe you can question it, but it's another assumption. That's once you have, but in our cases in New York City and Brooklyn and all these places, you can have more than just gimel mechitzas. You can have dal mechitzas with omen berubala parts. So he just says that even if you don't have dal mechitzas, but he thinks that gimel mechitzas omen berubala parts can't be worse than shame dal mechitzas of pasei biros. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no, but anyway, you don't even need that extension because we have the dal mechitzas. We have dal mechitzas with omen berubala parts. And he said, we don't find a difference except for the Rambam shita between, on a deraisa level, between three mechitzas and four mechitzas, unless you hold like the shita saram. Ufize betzur hazos lo timtzer reshus harabim af bechutzos rechovos, etc. In other words, and then he goes and he says his famous teretz, his famous heter, that you connect all the streets. In other words, as I told you, you go on 186th Street, you have a building to your left, a building's to the right, you have the fence on Laurel Hill Terrace, so you have three mechitzas already. Adab Rabim Abokim, and there's a Pirtzi Yasser Miyasser. So he already said, Pirtzi Yasser Miyasser is only, and then, only the Rabbanan, which I'll show you where he writes that, the Chazanish. Take just a quick look on page 28. On the end of the bracket. Three lines from the end of the bracket. Mashakosav a mishkados Yaakov rai mishulayim for this Yashiv. And mashakosav sham the pirtzi yud mapsid rishus harabim and a Torah. That's the mishkados Yaakov. Nirin divrei boreinu harav Ephraim Zalman. Shehu midrabbonim. That's the base of Ephraim. Rav Ephraim Zalman. He said we like Rav Ephraim Zalman. And so then what he writes in numbers. This is his punchline on page 27 Zion. Yotza lono mizeh the bizman hazeh kol hashukim varachova shebekrochim hayose gdolim. He says the biggest cities hey mishus hayochid gemurim min haTorah. He says they're all mishus hayochid min haTorah. Tekulam timtza lehen achas mukheves gimel mechitzas v'mishus hayochid v'chol rachovas pekusas etc. And therefore you could use the tzuras haPesach and even if it's shishim ribo etc. Now, oh, so the Chazanish himself is bothered, but what about Yerushalayim? Because the Gemara clearly says Yerushalayim was a Rishus HaRabim, had it not had the Delosos Nenolos. Right, but that's the other sheet of Osirabim, but meaning Alstirabim. But it's mashma, let's forget about the issue of Osirabim. In other words, it's mashma that had it not had the issue of Osirabim, Kuli Alma would be moda that it's Rosh Hashirabim. The only question is, does the Rabim Mevatel Mechitzis or don't Mevatel Mechitzis? But Lachora, if you say all the cities have three Mechitzis, so then, meaning like this, that if, in other words, Chachamim need to say, Rabbi Yehuda says that Osir Rabim Mevatlin, right? Good. That's the opinion of Yochanan, maybe even further than that. And the Chachamim say the Rabim are not Mevatel, the Mechitzis. So it remains a Rishus HaYachid. So the question is, okay, whatever. Let me think about it. Okay, so that's his heter. That's the famous heter again. But the famous heter assumes he himself is honest about it. He says he assumes these two things. So you can question each one of them, and that's what we. We showed the Makaros of the Pirtzi Yasser Miyasser. We showed the Raisa the Rabbanan in the previous year, and today we're discussing this issue of Osirabim and Lo Osirabim. Oh.
That would be
Yeah.
Something that you did mention, that causing interesting about the fact that the buildings work, right?
Yeah.
So we had the discussion when we discussed P ticker about the fact that it only works on the inside and not on the outside.
You know.
So what about, how did the causing issue get, is it Pasha that when you build, obviously the walls that are built for buildings are built for the inside?
Yeah, but the Gemara says Beferish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shnei Batim, you have Shnei Mechitzas, right? So you see those.
That's only a P ticker thing, yeah.
Right. In other words, no one argues with the Metzius of a wall. A wall is a wall. The only question we had, if it's a big area, so then we discuss that issue also. But a wall is a wall. You don't have to have a Yilashem Yichud on the wall.
But
P-Tikra is a special halacha, so maybe it's only Legavai and not Levrai, etc. But a wall is a wall. You can't argue with a wall. So there were many people. Also, then once we have this chazanish, so then basically we could, especially in Manhattan. Manhattan's the best for the chazanish. You know, Manhattan is the best. You bump it wherever you go. There's buildings, walls. You know, suburbia could be problems because, sometimes you can have spread out house here and then another. You know. And even suburbia today is very much built up in the. But.
The
Well, depending upon whether he could possibly hold that to Rishusha Rabbin Daraisa. Well, he holds also Rabbi Mavadla Mechitzta, and he holds in other words, the other tzad is to say that all these streets here in Manhattan are all Rishus Rabbi Daraisis. Again, we didn't learn enough to proclaim anything yet, but just based on the Mechitzis angle that we learned. So if you hold the Pirtzi Yasmias as a Daraisa, and you hold also, either one of them will ruin it for you. In other words, Pritzi Yesemiasa means there's no tziruf even if not one single person goes through it. It's not mitzdarf. Now we're saying not only we have a Pritzi Yesemiasa, it's not the mitzdarf, we have Rabin going through. And we talk to the streets here are Tazayanama, but even if it wouldn't be Tazayanama, it would be. So it would be a Rosh Hashanah Rabin Daraisa. So, but either way, in other words, if you hold you need a rabbim, a street of Tazayinam, or you need, which is the Chiddush Aran is questioning in the packet because the Pasei Berosa was less than Tazayinam, but so you either say that Pasei Berosa was easier to Mavatel or whatever, but. Right, so if you want to say the Magen Avraham literally says he needs Shishim Ribo to reverse, that's hard to believe. That you need Shishim Ribo. We'll just discuss what's Shishim Ribo. We didn't really use the word Shishim Ribo yet. So we know nothing about Shishim Ribo.
But let's say it's a back street, so sometimes we don't know.
So you could say Rabin means you have a street of Tezayinama, and it doesn't mean Shishim Ribo going through, but a lot of people go through. But in a Hanami, if it's not really the Mishkos Yaakov's Yisod is a public thoroughfare.
And here, no one goes on it. It's also for the
Rabbin. Right. Well, usually, anything else in Rabbin will be going on it. But now the following. So the question is why was everyone so? What's wrong with this? Okay, what's wrong with the Chazon Ish is you can assume that we don't pass the like, but Lachora. Yeah.
I was heard the name of Hazanish that you never want to use the Soma Hanis Tether if you're Shishim Ribo.
Okay, that could be. It's not Mashma from that in what he's saying. It's not, this is what he holds. And so, therefore, if you want to say that maybe just some type of Hashash, but not a real halachic thing. I mean, you have walls, young.
maybe it's just a rock.
You're right, it's favors here, not like that. You're right.